What do you actually want? Today's the day to work out what it is that you actually want, and do you have the language to explain that?
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
G'day, Tam. G'dayzar here. July 3rd, 2020, day 3 of the July Reset Challenge. Now's the time to ask the big question. What is it that you actually want? So I'd like you to go a little bit deep on this, and of course that's totally up to you how deep you go, but what is it that you actually want out of life? What is it that you're not happy about in general? We started that a couple of days ago looking in the past, but let's look forward. If you could fast forward to the end of this year and you could look back and say that turned out pretty good considering the way it started, what would that look like? And when I mention having the language to explain it, if you can explain clearly to someone else, so you can do this out loud to yourself if you prefer, what it is that you want, then you've got a much better chance of achieving it. I've told this story before on the show, but I had a mate years ago who, you know, was quite an elite performer in his military and in other areas of his life, but he kind of hit an age in his late 30s, early 40s, where he went a bit, you know, he felt a bit lost, and I guess a few of us have been there. And every October or so, he would kind of be a bit down and he'd work hard all year and he'd be seem to be chasing a lot of different things, but he was always doing something. And I would ask him the question, you know, what's going on? Particularly, I think it was about 3 years straight I'd noticed this thing with him around October. And he said, mate, I'm just not where I want to be this year. I didn't get to where I wanted to be. And so I asked him, well, where did you want to be? Because, and that was a genuine question because I wasn't sure because he seemed to be going well. So I just said, where did you want to be? And he said, well, that's the thing, I don't know. And I said to him, how can you be unhappy if you don't know where you wanted to be? Of course you're not going to end up where you wanted to be if you don't even know where you want to be. Like when you say it out loud, it makes sense. And I guess it's the same for you guys. You need to have some idea of what it is that you're heading towards because you're heading towards something. And if you haven't taken the time to work that out for yourself, then you're heading to wherever life's forces want to push you. You'll be responding to other people's agendas all the time. You know, someone who's got a clearer idea of what they want to be achieving in life or what they want to be doing or how they want their life to go. If you're a piece of that, no matter how big or small, and you don't have any sort of life plan or goal or idea, then of course you're just going to get dragged along into the little vortex of their world. And that could be a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. But if it's not a good thing, then you owe it to yourself to do something about it. So today I'm going to ask you two main questions is what is it that you want? And I'd love you to spend some time over the weekend, some jotting things in your diary, the good things in your life, the bad things in your life. And with the good things, there's a clue in there. All the things that you like, that you're currently happy with, there's a clue in there to where you may want to be going. And then I want you to ask you this. What commitments are you willing to make to move towards that life, whatever that life is? Better relationship with your partner? What commitments are you willing to make? Better relationship with your children? What commitments are you willing to make? A career change or rising up through the ranks or starting my own business? What commitments are you willing to make? It's no good just to have an idea that you want to achieve something. It's no good to have a dream or a vision or a goal if you're not willing to make commitments to make it happen. No one's going to do this for you. People will do it with you, but even then, you have to know the vision and you have to know your commitments before you can expect other people to make theirs. So what commitments are you willing to make? Commitments are commitments in time, commitments in resources, so whether you have to put finances, etc. into this, or education, educating yourself, learning more about something, upskilling, resources, again, spending money to go and do a course, or maybe you sell a house and you realize that you've been living too large, you don't need all the stress, you're financially secure and you get rid of some things and reinvest it into a strategy that requires less work. I don't know, I'm just throwing ideas out there for you. And time. I've asked you to commit 10 to 20 minutes every day for 31 days. That's all I've asked from you. But you should be asking a whole lot more from yourself. So, what do you want? And what commitments are you willing to make to get it? Because that's going to be the game changer. Time, resources, education. That's day 3.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.